and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Can we forget about the things I said?
Nope, we can't forget. We can't forget. It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today because your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, their future is at stake. And it's not because of what, you know, their friends are doing or smoking. It's what is happening to them in school. We are supposed to have an education system that when you graduate high school, you should be able to go out into the world. And it's just not the case. We're more concerned about diverting money to higher education, making sure kids go on into higher education that is just basically a payroll system for professors. And if you don't believe me, take a look at Transparent Nevada and take a look at the salaries of the people at UNR, UNLV. Pocahontas got how many hundreds of thousands of dollars for teaching one class once a week or something like that? Yeah. 884-9910. This isn't just a complaint show. This is a solution show. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I have to thank Rob for reminding me of this, because back in the beginning of February, no, in the middle of January, I believe I brought you this. The district is in the process of setting the budget for next year, and staff is working with the Board of Trustees to make important financial decisions that will support our students, staff members, and our educational mission going forward. We are eager to hear your thoughts, ideas, and concerns about the budget. We have posted a survey online where you may learn more and provide your input, which will be provided to the Board of Trustees as members make budget decisions for the coming school year. All right, so this is a survey taken on SurveyMonkey.com. And the reason that I bring this up again, and I thank Rob for reminding me, is the survey closes Friday. I don't know what time, but it closes February 14th. It could close at the end of business day. It could close at midnight. I don't know. But you want to get on beforehand and take this survey. The district will also hold a virtual forum to discuss the budget online with the community on March 2nd. To submit questions online and participate in the discussion with members of the Board of Trustees and district leadership, please visit YouTube. Yes, it's on YouTube. This is how we are going to be teaching and speaking in the future. It's all YouTube, it's all online surveys. But here's the deal. If you don't get it, if you don't receive it, if you don't participate in it, that's pretty much what they want. Because then it goes back to, oh, well, we just make our own decisions. and go on from there. School board meeting last night. A lot of rezoning. Well, we got to put these kids over here. This school is empty. This class is overrun. We got to put these over here. Not a whole lot of people showing up. But how many people, especially with young kids, move in to areas? What is the first thing that young parents look for? Is it a good school district? People move so their kids can go to certain schools. People get variances so their kids can go to certain schools. So what happens when now the school board comes in and says, well, this too many people want to go to this school? It's overcrowded. So we're going to change the lines. And guess what? All that hard work you did just to move into a certain school district, you just got bumped out. So I'm going to put this conversation on hold for just a minute because we've got a call at 884-9910. Like I say, it's your show, so I'll stop my ranting to move on to what you want to talk about. We've got Robert on the line who is interested in talking about sanctuary cities, which is just, gets my blood going. But at least the president is doing something about it, and the AG announcing that, yes, if you are harmed in a sanctuary city by an illegal, you can sue that sanctuary city. So, Robert, what's on your mind about sanctuary cities?
Well, I heard another rumor that Nevada's trying to go sanctuary state.
Oh, that's not a rumor. That was actually going, Robert, through the legislature. That was one of the bills that they were looking at in the last legislative session. Now, the rumor is that it has been, you know, the Republicans got Sisolak to squash it and to throw it out, get rid of it, not worry about it. But what he did was just shelve it. So you will see this
legislative system.
Yep, you will see it come back in the next legislative session because he will, you know, hopefully, I think he's looking at it as a numbers game. And the Democrats want to get even more control of the Senate and the Assembly because then he can just shove it down our throats. Because he went back and guess what? Las Vegas, where he has his main power and control, is now a sanctuary city.
Well, it all depends on whether Trump gets elected, and I sure hope he does.
I sure hope he does, too, because look at what our governor and what our legislature has now brought upon us. Not only the fact that, you know, we have this unsafe environment, but now lawsuits will be brought. Because look at the lawsuit that could have been brought against, I'm not even going to call him a gentleman, but the guy who killed four people here. Who do you think is going to pay for all of that?
Well, we will, and they will definitely in Vegas if that keeps going. But if it goes the whole state will pay for it.
Well, you know, Robert, I'm going to tell you, you're in Gardnerville, right?
Yes. Well, okay. Outside of Gardnerville, but yeah.
Okay. Well, if you can make it, tomorrow night is the Association of Mature American Citizens, and it's called AMAC. They're having a meeting tomorrow night. And if you want to talk to one of the people who is in the thick of this, James Settlemyer is going to be there talking. You know, this is something that I say get involved with because it goes back to us once again getting control, Republicans, I say we, because that's what I'm assuming is who I'm assuming is listening to this show. We gain control of the Senate and the Assembly once again, and we make sure that this doesn't happen.
Now, is that going to be at the Senior Center?
Yes, it's going to be at the Carson City Senior Center, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
Carson City Senior Center, okay.
Yes, Carson City Senior Center. Oh, come on, it's not too far for you.
No, it's not. I go in there quite often. All right, thank you, Mitch.
When you have a chance to get in front of Settlemyer and Wheeler, that's what you do. But being in Gardnerville, remember the Douglas County Lincoln Day dinner, Lincoln Reagan dinner, is also at the Carson Valley Inn on Sunday, and they're going to be there as well. And so is Amaday, and you can take the message back to Washington, D.C. with Amaday. So this is something that we have to get a hold of. So, Robert, thank you so much for calling and bringing up sanctuary cities, because it's the same BS here in Northern Nevada with Reno as a welcoming city. I don't care go ahead, Robert.
You have a great day.
You have a great day too, Robert. I don't care if you call it a welcoming city or whatever. It's still the same thing. You're letting people get away with illegal content or illegal conduct. A crime is a crime is a crime. Of course, we see it with the Democrats all around us. They keep raising the bar of what a crime is, what a misdemeanor is, what a felony is. So people don't have to enforce basic laws and ordinances that were put in place. It goes back to everything. It goes back to the homeless. It goes back to drug use. It's everywhere. You know, we can't curb shoplifting and theft because, well, they can't pay the penalties. They can't pay the fines. Well, then do something different than a monetary baseline. Do time. Okay, I got to take a break and take a breath. But, we'll be back on your live and local FM talk show. 884-9910. If you've got some thoughts to give in, I'm going to give you a little update on the what was said last night about Kahoot and the apps that are being used, that your kids are using, that literally could be killing themselves. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
For everybody in Northern Nevada, everybody, it's the Monica Jay Show. It's our show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So you know what's going on, because how many people either went to the regular Board of Trustees meeting for the Washoe County School District, or even, you know, saw it on YouTube. What was going on? They were talking about redistricting. But fortunately, our friend John Eppolito was also there to make some end of meeting comments.
My name is John Eppolito. I'm with Protect Nevada Children. In the Wall Street Journal article I gave you earlier, the reporter points out that anything a child does on an education app leaves a digital footprint that may come back to haunt them later in life. Competitive colleges, prospective employers, and military recruiters are all trying to find reasons to reject young people. If Caleb did not commit suicide the day after he took the Kahoot test while at school, titled "Should I Kill Myself?" his family would have never known he took the test, but Kahoot would have known. You can find a link to the My News 4 story on our Facebook page, Protect Nevada Children. Per the news story, the reporter was surprised the district didn't seem to have a problem with the content on Kahoot. What is the content on the hundreds of other district-approved apps? No one really knows. This is the fifth time that we know of that the district-approved education vendors have either been breached, have either breached our children's data, sold it to the Chinese, or exposed students to inappropriate content. Unfortunately, we learned earlier in this meeting that it's taking about a year to get Kahoot out of our schools. This is incredible. It's beyond unacceptable. How many district students will take the Kahoot suicide test over the extra year? Another important question is, what will Kahoot do with the data on all these kids who took the suicide test but are still alive? Per an internal district memo, quote, Kahoot, this tool is not approved for use in Washoe County School District. The product may collect student PII to market the product. This product may collect student PII and send and or sell to a third party, end quote. It sounds like Kahoot may be selling the suicide data, but to whom? Parents of students who took the test will never know. I believe Kahoot is an overseas company. The district is forcing students to use hundreds of other free apps. The district has little to no control over the content of these apps, and even less control over what the free vendors really do with our children's data. Most of these apps that are free to the district are paid with student data. Simply by taking the Kahoot suicide test, a student could be haunted by the digital footprint later in life. In fact, it's likely anything incriminating a student does on any free app the district is forcing them to use may negatively affect their future. Unfortunately, our district forces children starting in kindergarten to use free education apps. You can find us on Facebook at Protect Nevada Children.
So basically, Nevada children are being used as guinea pigs. Now that's John Eppolito with Protect Nevada Children. Let me tell you, I'll be honest first off, I don't know about Douglas County. I don't know about Churchill. I don't know about Lyon and Story. And so we need people to look into their school districts and get on the show. Call me. Do they use these apps? And then answer the question, what are you doing to get them out of the school districts here in Nevada? Hopefully you heard on the news the other night that, yeah, the break-in of Experian, the hacking of Experian, and all those millions of personal data spots that were stolen. Chinese military. It was the Chinese military. Back when Romney said that China is a bigger threat than Russia, and Obama shot him down. Guess what? He was right. And it was a warning. But are they more dangerous? Or are they working in conjunction with? There are a lot of ties between China and Russia. A lot of ties between China and Iran. Could it be that the three of these are actually working together? Because before, well, singularly, they hadn't been able to take America down. But maybe they can now if they all work together. Log on to the website 991fmtalk.com. Go into my webpage, Monica J, and the survey that I was speaking of earlier in the show about how, you know, you can participate, at least for Washoe County, is on my webpage. Okay? It's right under my social media connections. get hooked up, and take part in that survey. Also, answer today's poll question. Should children be required to use data gathering digital apps in school? This has been a problem for years. And people have been sounding the alarm, but the school district, the people that are elected to keep your children safe, educated, aren't listening to you, the parents. Gene, I got to take a Fox News break here. Please stay on the line, and we'll be right back with your comments about education. But for now, let's get this national update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Not just today, but every day. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk. 884-9910. And Monica at 991FMTalk.com. 991FMTalk.com is our website. Log on today and answer today's poll question. Should students be required to use data gathering digital apps in school? What do you think? Yesterday's poll question, who do you think will win the 2020 Nevada Democrat caucus? Bernie Sanders came in of those polling with 54%. Buttigieg, right underneath that. Oh, I would. No, keep it in your mouth. At 20%, almost 21, Klobuchar 12, Biden 8, Bloomberg 4. Didn't even get any votes for Pocahontas. So there you have it. Speaking of Pocahontas, Gene, I know you're still there. Bruce sent me a quick email. FYI, Elizabeth Warren, who is running on a platform of paying off all student loans with taxpayer money, was paid $400,000 for teaching one class. That's it. Shows up for one time. Of course, she doesn't see the hypocrisy. No, and she also doesn't see the justification of, you know, parents out there scrimping and saving and paying for their child's education. She doesn't see that as, you know, oh, well, we're not going to give you anything back. Why would we? Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Gene this morning. It's getting bad out there, Gene, in the world of education.
Well, there are a lot of unsettling things as you watch, you know, as what we see unfold on every spectrum. But I wanted to touch very quickly on, before we move to education, on your comments about Russia, China, and Iran. And I just want to offer up this analogy so everyone you know, doesn't have any illusions about what's going on. If you were to ask the Palestinians, Saudi Arabians, and the Iranians if they acknowledge Israel's right to exist, that answer is an unequivocal no. And if you were to hypothetically ask the communist dictators of both China, Russia, and the terrorist dictators of Iran, do they recognize the right of Western democracies to exist? That answer would be an unequivocal no. And as long as that answer is going to be no, we're going to need a huge defense budget, because it's just as you said, I think we have a trioka of these three countries who really are in collusion with one another to take us down. Mm-hmm. And probably North Korea is one of their little puppets as well. That being said, I want to talk a little bit about education. And one of the things that jumped out at me the other day was I was reading about the UCLA athletic department and their long-tenured civil servant athletic director, Dan Guerrero, retiring on a pension that's going to be in excess of $600,000 a year. And you heard that right out there, that $600,000 a year pension for an athletic director,
wow.
You know, leaving a $19 million budget deficit at the UCLA athletic department. But more to the point, because we were talking, you were alluding to this the other day on the pensions. You know, I read an article, if you really want to know what disasters might unfold in Nevada, you only have to read the newspapers in California. So I was reading a year ago that I was surprised at the San Francisco Chronicle report that no less than 62 UC administrators in California earn pensions of over $400,000 a year. So I think the cat is out of the bag, and I think for students who are struggling to pay tuition, whether they be in the UC system or here in Nevada, this is a lot of what they're paying for, our over-the-top mm-hmm. pension for administrators and professors and whatever else. So I don't think a lot of students understand that. On education, there's something a little more ominous brewing for Nevadans going forward. I guess the Nevada Education Association has a two ballot initiatives in the works that will raise a 44% tax hike on the gaming industry here in Nevada to supposedly pay for education, and a companion ballot initiative to raise our sales tax to become one of the highest in the nation to pay for education. And, you know, as I watch what's unfold here in Nevada the last, since I've been here for 20 years, it seems to me that no matter how much money you throw at the public education monopoly, they can't seem to move the parameter, in any way to improve the situation for students and their capabilities when they leave high school. So I think, and my message is to the Nevada Education Association and their teachers union who are sponsoring these two big tax hike ballot initiatives, that you have to give up something to get something. And one of the things that they're going to have to give up to get something is some kind of public option for the public to move their kids out of the public education monopoly. And with respect to the sales tax ballot initiative, the initiative to raise sales taxes up above 10%, I would say that one of the things over the sales tax is that we do have a few legislators that already want to usurp sales taxes to provide taxpayer-enabled health care to non-citizens. So those are the three things that are on my mind right now, is that the education monopoly needs blown up, and of course the pension systems and the cost of the pensions and everything else, especially in the higher education system. It just seems to be a retirement mill more than a graduation mill, that what we have going on in high schools and in our universities.
Well, that's why they lower the standards, so they can churn out more graduates and say, see what we're doing? We're graduating more kids, so we're doing great. And, you know, Gene, the problem there is nothing is going to change until the teachers get out of the union, which they can do 2 weeks out of the year. They can opt out of the union, or they can contact NPRI and sue to get the option to opt out at any time. And the parents and the teachers coming together and fighting for the education of their kids. And I don't see people doing it. You don't see people showing up at the board meetings. You don't see people. I mean, one of their big concerns at the board meeting last night was going over a code of conduct again. It's like,
you know, there's an irony to that you mentioned that, because the report that I read in the Las Vegas Review Journal over these ballot initiatives, that the Nevada Education Association is having a temporary spike in all teacher union dues to actually pay to collect the signatures for these two tax grab ballot initiatives, and are actually hiking their union dues to pay for it all.
Yeah, that's all they do. That is all they do, is take money to get more money for themselves to continue on, because people don't pay attention and people don't listen to people like you.
you know, oh, I don't know what the solutions to these problems are, but they certainly aren't being offered by Mr. Sisolak and the legislature. And, you know, Mr. Sandoval threw $1 billion into public education on his watch, and we're still getting the same results, especially coming out of these high schools, that these kids just aren't prepared to move on to higher education. And then when they do get to higher education, one of the affordability index problems that they're facing, as I alluded to earlier, are the $600,000 pensions for athletic directors, the $400,000 a year pensions for professors, and more to the point, the regents, the administrators, the top level college administrators. And it just seems to be, you know, they really have the wagon circled around public education, and it's time for the public to think out of the box, and it's time to start finding ways to blow up the public education monopoly, because clearly it is failing, you know, in terms
of, it's about money. It's about money for them. It's not about money and education for the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what else can be done. What I could add to this, you know, I've considered, entering the public realm, but I just don't know if I have the money to move forward with a venture like that to be a.
Well, if you decide to, you get in contact with me and I will hook you up with money people. So we need people like you who are honest and thinking about all of this to turn this state around. Because it just is, you know, that's why all the Democrats for the presidential race are coming here, too, is because they know Nevada could be captured as a blue state altogether. So, Gene, thank you so much for calling in.
It was always nice chatting with you, Monica.
It's great chatting with you, too, Gene.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So here's the thing. Gene says he doesn't have a solution. But the solution is out there. I've tried to bring you this solution. Stronghold Institute has tried to bring you the solution. NPRI has tried to bring you the solution. It's you. You are the solution. You keep your kids out of school. You homeschool them. You use your voice, whether you are a teacher or a student. Teachers will stay home to fight for a higher wage for themselves that Sisolak promises and then doesn't deliver, that the unions promise and don't deliver. But they're continuing to make more money. Parents don't understand why they're not being listened to and why now they have to pay extra for their kids to go to college because they have to take remedial classes. It is you. You are the solution. You keep your kids home. You homeschool them, or you just keep them home for a week. Because remember, the whole thing revolves around butts in seats. That's why there is attendance. They count all of the kids every single day so they can get their money. For failed schools, for failing education, and making money off of your kids by selling their personal information. What are you going to do about it? I don't have kids in the school district, but I can sure as hell tell you if I did, they would be home with me getting a real education. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. 884-9910. Ryan, stick around. We'll be right back with you here as we take this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your line is 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines right now and check in with Tom this morning, who wants to continue our conversation about the schools. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling the show today.
I wanted to make a comment because my sister works for the California school system, and she is in the attendance office. And, you know, I have discussed things like this with her before about keeping the kids home and homeschooling them. My niece homeschools her kids because she's educated in that area. But, you know, my sister says it just like this. She says, you know, you need two incomes these days to survive. And, you know, the parents look at the school as a, you know, a low-cost child care. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, and, you know, really, who can afford to stay home in these times when rents are so high and everything else? I don't know. It's a great idea. I back it 100%, but not many people can pull it off.
You know, people can pull it off, Tom. You just have to want to. Parents can get together and say, okay, we're going to homeschool, so, you know, have your kids come to my house, or we'll have your kids go to this house. We have to teach the kids to have more responsibility and give them that responsibility if they want that education and they want to succeed. We can't just take on the thought that, oh, well, if the kids aren't in school, they're just going to wreak havoc. And I know this because my friends scrimped and saved, and they were able to put their kids through college themselves. But the most important lesson out of it is they're a one-income family, and he works for an insurance company, and he started out just as an insurance adjuster. So it can be done. We have to decide as a society, what is more important? Is it more important to take all of the kids to Disneyland? Or is it more important to save whatever money we can, you know, not have movie nights out, not have all of this, and educate our kids? It comes to us.
Yeah.
It comes to us in the future.
You're absolutely right, but you know, I'm not a parent. I've never had any children. But you're absolutely right. But the crux is we live in a different society. And, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses. What's your mm-hmm. bottom line? You know, how do you look to the rest of society? Right? There's people that do that. And, you know, kudos to them that they've been able to pull that off. But, you know, a society as a whole, you have to have everybody buy into that. And right now, I don't believe you can get the kids to buy into doing something like that because, you know, of where we're going as a country.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's a very, very sad thing. My mother paid a lot of money for my mother was a single parent, no help from my father, sent me to a private Catholic school, paid a lot of money for my education. There's not, that doesn't exist that much anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's really sad. You know, we're having several generations now of kids that, you know.
Yeah, actually, Tom, you're cutting out, so I got to let you go. But thank you for the call, and I appreciate it because that is the message. People have to stop using the education system as a babysitting service, and when you do that, and when you start holding the administration accountable, that's when change is going to happen. unfortunately, as Tom agreed there, society has taken a dump. You know, my mother raised me as a single person. Her and my dad were divorced, and he was out of the picture. She made sure that I went to school, but she also made sure to look at everything that I was learning, everything that I was doing. Do you know what your kids are doing? Even when it's something as simple as an app. People just look at these apps. Oh, it's just convenience. It's technology. I don't even know anything about that. That's the, you know, this generation. It's all. That is the worst thing that you can do for the future of the kids of not only this city, this state, this country. People have control of your kids already. They're not your kids anymore. They're their kids. We'll be back here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.